people, when they build a new building or something, they have a groundbreaking ceremony. But down at the Queen, we don't have any grounds, so we're going to have a concrete breaking ceremony on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock.
Everyone's invited to show up and check it out.
Anybody that wants to can come. We're not really trying to make it a big event, but there's certainly people that feel like you and I do that it is a significant event in the restoration of the Queen. And if they want to be there, they're going to be welcome.
This is going to mark the beginning of what, then?
It'll mark the beginning of the interior construction on the Queen. But the really great news is that Jesse Palomares with Palomares Construction Company is going to pour the slab. Boyd Ready Mix Concrete Company is going to donate all of the concrete we need. Kelly Burt Dozer Service is going to donate all of the sand we need. And Woodson Lumber Company is going to donate the rebar, the form lumber, and the polyethylene sheeting that goes down under the slab. So we're gonna have ourselves a slab at very little or maybe even no cost.
How many square feet or cubic yards, however you measure this?
The square footage of the Queen is about 3,000 square feet. They'll be donating 40 yards of concrete and 100 cubic yards of fill sand. And Jesse's work is cut out for him, too, because as you can imagine, working inside the theater in downtown Bryan with traffic on the streets, a construction job of that nature is not going to be easy.
Any time estimate of how long, first of all, the concrete removal is going to take, and then after that, pouring in the new concrete?
Probably the concrete removal will only take a day or so, because we're only removing concrete in the front 20 or 25 feet of the building. After that, the existing foundation slopes down at such an angle that we'll be putting fill sand on top of it and then pouring a new slab on top of that.
And the estimated time for that to get done and for the concrete to cure?
Jesse's estimating 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
And the next step after that would be what?
That's some more very good news. Next step after that will be framing of the interior construction, four floors in the front of the Queen, and Randy French has volunteered to frame the building for us.
This is continuing to be a true community effort.
It really is. It really is. We knew from day one that that the community would get involved in it, but it's just really exciting to see the extent to which the community members are stepping up and joining in to help us have a new community facility. It's going to be fine, and it's going to be something we can all be proud of.
And financial assistance is still being done to help complete the renovation.
Oh, yeah. We were able to raise some good funds at a fundraiser last December, but we know there are going to be things that we can't get donated. For example, we're going to have an elevator, and elevators can cost $100,000 to $150,000 just for the elevator alone. And then we'll have to have furnishings on the inside, and there'll be a lot of expenses, and we do have a lot more money to raise. We probably need to raise another $500,000 or $600,000, either in kind or in cash, and we'll need some of it in cash.
And how does one go about making a contribution?
They can contact the Downtown Bryan Association. The Downtown Bryan Association is the owner of the building. They're a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. It's going to be 822-4920. Or our website is www.downtownbryan.com. And there are provisions on the website to support the Queen also. They would be glad to talk to anybody about donations, either in kind or in cash.
Have I missed anything?
We really are excited about the donations we're having and the participation by the community. You know, it's not just the donations, but it's what the donations signify. The donations signify the importance of this landmark to the people in our community. And that's why Downtown Bryan Association took on the task of restoring the Queen 3 years ago. We're really making some good progress now. We're proud of the facility, and we all hope the community will be proud of the facility, too. And obviously, they are.